about 224, but it's KC wide, so it don't really matter.
And then I just take use a tie wrap to tie the coax to the antenna.
Well, I'll make up a choke out of the coax. A lot of guys put a coil so the thing does have a chance of feed line radiating, 3-4 loops. And then I'll put it down, and it'll be wire tied to the mast, and there'll be enough of a mast that you can use a couple of hose clamps and just put it to a pole. It works. I could probably 3D print a base, but you want to try any clamps, I have to go to the hardware store and buy some U-bolts, and they're going to be more like automotive U-bolts. They're not going to be in like regular antenna ones because I don't have any. I guess I could look and see what they want for them. But, you know, a couple of those will mount it just fine.
Oh, I'm sure I can figure it out one way or the other. I got a hardware store close by, so that makes it easy.
Yeah, and that's a pretty good hardware store. When I lived over there, I was on the same basis with everybody there. There was an old guy there for ever. He must have been 70, sorry about that. He must have been 70 plus years old. The guy actually owned it, I think. Can't remember his name. If you said his name, it might ring a bell with me. But he was an older guy. He was old and was over there in the 80s, early 80s.
Well, back in the way back days, that would have been Manoa's.